Excuse me. I just burped before we started.
That's why my stomach hurts. I need to burp.
Good idea. I'm sure our listeners won't mind if I give you, as my co-host, permission to burp.
I wish I could. Do you ever get that where you can't burp? It hurts.
Yeah. Well, everyone, you got a special... A very special introduction for this episode. But hello, listeners. You are, believe it or not, listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. I'm your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, live from Hampton, Maine, it's my Aunt Beth Woods. It's September 2024, so I guess this counts as our season premiere, doesn't it?
Yeah. We haven't done anything... Well, that was in... August, we did the Olympics.
Yeah, we got the Summer Olympics episode in August, so that was a special summer session, but I think it counts as last season.
Yeah. So, yep, this is it. This is the beginning. The beginning of the end.
Uh-oh. What do you know? What have you heard?
Nothing yet, but...
Well, so is it feeling autumnal up in Maine?
You know, I just checked Yardley. We have been in the high 80s here. And I figured, it must be so hot by your mom and dad aren't there right now, but they were only like in the 70s. It's so weird to me when that happens. We have, since the end of last week, it's been today was like 88. It's crazy. I think tomorrow 80s, and then it's going to start to cool. Feel more like the fall towards the end of the week.
Okay.
So, what was it by you?
We had, like, last week it was kind of like, it was feeling like late September or early October. Like, it was, the humidity went away and it was like just like low 70s and overnights in the 50s, like high 50s. But, like, in surrounding areas, like, some, like, around, like, the Poconos, it was, like, lows in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, we haven't... we might have.
But now the humidity went back up the past several days. But by this weekend, it's technically started fall, and looking like as it should.
Okay. Yeah, I was getting... We have a wedding on Saturday to go to, and it's supposed to be like high 60s. It's going to feel cool.
That's reasonable.
80s.
Yeah. To me, high 60s to me is ideal weather because that's, you can move around without
sweating.
You like
to run in
that. You can walk. I do like to run in that.
Yeah.
But I actually prefer to run in the 50s.
Mm.
But I like to walk in the 60s.
Yeah. It does feel nice. It's nice and dry.
On That's Entertainment, we like to talk about the weather.
Yeah,
but that's not the
do.
Premise of the show. The premise is we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three Fs. First, favorite, and forever. But that's for our full-length episodes. We also have... I've called them mini episodes, but I don't know, like this. This is just an annual tradition where we talk about the.
Episode.
Maybe we should call this a recap episode.
Yeah.
We do it for the Oscars, and usually that's the spring, or I guess sometimes late winter, depending on where it falls in the calendar, and then the Emmys in. Well, not the fall, because technically it's still summer.
Yeah, not much longer.
Although, I guess, but it will be the first day of fall when this episode is released on Sunday. But as we're recording, and when the Emmys happened, it was technically still summer.
Mm-hmm. And you just gave me an idea that one episode we should just talk about the weather, the whole episode.
But pop culture related weather.
It'd be so exciting.
Yeah, I am writing that down.
Okay.
I like that idea. Do we know any meteorologists?
I don't.
You could guest on that episode?
I don't know any.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah, so we are, I think it was our, was it our first episode or was it our second episode ever that we talked about the Emmys? And that was like our, like about our lifelong love of the Emmys. And then ever since then, we've been recapping every year's edition.
I know, I don't remember what our very first episode was. I'll have to look into that next time.
It was either that or Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Not sure.
Well,
anyway.
We'll check after recording.
Yeah.
Maybe you can look it up while you're listening and call us up and let us know. We're not recording live, so you won't be able to, even if we answer the phone, you won't be on air. But feel free to call us and say hi anyway and let us know what you found out. But yeah, so I guess so. The Emmys, the TV Academy recognizing the best in televisual excellence, usually happens in September. Not always. So it often ends up being, our recap episode often ends up being the season premiere of That's Entertainment. So a little weird, the last edition of the Primetime Emmys were earlier this year. They were in January, delayed by the writers and actors strikes. But now they're back to their normal September slot. So how's September feeling for you? How's early fall looking? Because for me, this is one of the calmest autumns it's looking like in several years.
Calmest in what way? Weather-wise,
well,
or are we on a different
Well, you know, 4 years ago, it was COVID fall.
Oh, yeah.
And then 3 years ago, so, you know, worldwide things and personal things. 3 years ago, we were vaccinated, but still coming out, still recovering from COVID. 2 years ago, we were kind of getting back to normal, but my grandmother passed away then. Last year, we had the strikes happening, so that messed with the with our entertainment schedules, and my aunt Pat passed away, so this is the first year, the first fall in a while, where I'm not dealing with anything really
calmer.
Out of the ordinary. Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice that you're not having to deal with that. Yeah. Yeah, I guess things are kind of calm up here, too. Calm is good.
Yep. Yeah, and I find that the Emmys, they're probably my second favorite entertainment awards show, but they're the calmer of the two, I find, compared to the Oscars. Never really had an Emmys viewing party.
No.
Not that I'm against it, but I don't know. It doesn't, I feel like you would be the person I'd invite for that.
Yeah.
But we, it's usually a bit of a hike.
Yeah, I know. I know. Nobody around here that I know gets very excited about it, but I really enjoy it.
Well, so this year was the 76. You mentioned in our last Oscars episode, that was the 96th Oscars, so you were saying we would have to meet up in 4 years in person for the 100th Oscars.
Oh, wow.
So should we do the same for the 80th
for the Emmys?
Yes,
in 4 years. Wow, yeah. I didn't realize they were both on the same, 20 years apart, but the same number. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
That's going to be crazy when it's the 100th Oscar, but
should they shut down the movie industry for good right after that?
I don't know. That's a whole other topic. Let's stick to our TV shows.
Okay, yeah, so I watched the Emmys, and I believe you did as well. So yeah, 76th edition. Hacks, one for Outstanding Comedy Series, Shogun for Drama Series, Baby Reindeer for Limited Series, and there are some other awards as well, so let's jump right into it. What were our, and Eugene and Dan Levy, father and son, co-hosted the broadcast. So what were our major reactions to the ceremony?
I was very excited about them being hosts, and I thought they did a great, I loved their opening sequence. I actually watched it again because that was a scary thing. I was taping the show, but I watched the first 15 minutes, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to watch something else and then come back to it so I don't have to sit through all the commercials. Well, when I came back to it, my tape wasn't working, and I was like in a panic. So I watched from there on, and then last night I watched what I missed on Hulu, but I did rewatch their opening, and I thought they did a really good job. It was no, you know, just like they said, they're not stand-up comics, but I don't know who wrote their jokes, but I thought they were pretty good. And the two of them, I don't know, just their delivery, they're very funny together. I guess.
Well, I'm sure longtime listeners of ours will remember that you named Schitt's Creek your favorite comedy show of last decade.
Yeah, and I think anybody that felt like that would be excited to see them host. So I wasn't disappointed. My favorite joke of theirs was about the talking about the bear not being a comedy, and they said in the. Eugene said, in the true spirit of the bear, we will not be making any jokes. And I thought that was hilarious. But I thought they handled the whole evening very well, and did a couple other skits. Well, I don't know if you want to call them skits, but whatever. Then let's see. I just wrote down a couple things that I don't want to go through my whole list, but. I enjoyed, there were a couple speeches I really liked. Greg Berlanti's for the Governor's Award, I thought he gave a really good speech. And then Richard Gadd, even though I haven't seen Baby Reindeer, have you seen it?
No, that kind of came out of nowhere for me. I didn't see any promotion for it. And then like suddenly, like so many writers, TV critics that I follow were talking about it, and you know, like everyone was talking about it like a week or so after it came out. I'm like, what is this show?
Yeah.
I had not heard anything about it. I mean, it sounds kind of intriguing to me. It also sounds controversial, but
yeah,
you know, maybe I'd enjoy it.
It sounded a little creepy too. So before I even knew it was nominated for all these things, I was like, oh, I don't think I want to watch that. So I don't know if I'm going to watch it now that it's won a bunch of stuff. But I didn't see him, but I thought he was up there two or three times, Richard Gadd, and I thought each time he made his acceptance speech, I enjoyed what he had to say. I liked the Jelly Roll song that he sang during the In Memoriam. I don't know of his stuff, and I was like, oh, I really like this song. Did you?
Yeah.
Listen to him at all?
Not actively, but like he's got like such an inspiring story. Like I see him, I think he was interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning. So I've seen him on shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he has a song in a commercial or something. So like I've come across his stuff before, so I knew he had a voice like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, that he makes sense as someone to sing the In Memoriam song.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was on Idol this season as a like a coach, and too, I think then he was even a little bluesy, but yeah, I hadn't really heard much about him. But anyway, I liked that. I'll just give you the quick, and then. Okay. I'll let you go first, because then there were a couple things I wrote as far as like glad and disappointed and things like that. So, and surprised. So, if you want to talk about the actual what some of your favorites were.
Well, I will say this was kind of, this was the Emmys where I feel like I really didn't have much of a rooting interest in a lot of the categories. Like, I did not watch any of the drama nominees.
Yeah, you said that, which is surprising. The regular
dramas? I mean, yeah, the regular, okay. The drama. I did watch some of the limited series, but I mean, I watch more comedies than drama usually anyway. But it wasn't like I watched no dramas series in the past year. It was just that the ones that happened to be nominated, I wasn't all that interested in. I did, after the nominations came out, actually, like, a couple days before the ceremony, I got around to watching the first episode of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that, of all the nominees, that was the one I was most interested in checking out.
Yeah.
Because Donald Glover was in it, so it's like, hey, I'll...
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
What
were the other drama ones nominated?
So Shogun was the winner, and then the other ones were The Crown, Fallout, The Gilded Age, The Morning Show, Mr. and Miss Smith, Slow Horses, and Three Body Problem.
So I didn't see Fallout, Slow Horses, or Three Body Problem. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a sci-fi show on Netflix based on a book.
Oh, okay. I did see all the other ones, though. So. But anyway, go ahead. Yeah,
I did watch about maybe I think 5 out of 8 of the comedy series nominees, but I figured The Bear was such a huge favorite, and I didn't watch that, even though it ended up losing to Hacks, which I don't watch either, although I am kind of interested in Hacks. Oh, and shout out to Pat Regan, my old cross-country teammate at Loyola. He is one of the writers on Hacks.
Oh, wow.
I think I may have mentioned that to you before. And he was, I think they had their whole writing crew up on stage after they won, and he was up there.
Oh, that's neat. Okay.
So I believe this is the first time any former classmate of mine has won an Emmy,
mm-hmm.
or an Oscar, or a Grammy, or a Tony, for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he into writing back? Was he in that field back when you knew him?
I believe he was an English major, so we had a couple of classes together.
Okay.
And then limited series. I did like the past season of Fargo a lot, but again, I knew Baby Reindeer was such a huge favorite there. Although, that brings me to perhaps my favorite moment of the night, and what I thought was the biggest surprise winner of the night, was from Fargo, Lamorne Morris, for supporting actor, who I would have given him some supporting actor in a comedy awards several years ago for New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So that was... I mean, I would have, before the show, I would have said he was least likely to win in that category. But I think that's a case of just him being such a likable guy, and it's... anyone who's ever encountered him in the industry just going, Lamorne deserves the love.
I don't know. Yeah, I wrote that too, that I was very glad and surprised for that one, yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I wasn't really expecting a win like that, where it's like, hey, that was someone I loved. I was kind of holding out hope that maybe Larry David could win for the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, which, like, he's been nominated maybe just about every season. But of course he didn't attend anyway, but, I was happy to watch, even though I was like, man, I didn't have time to watch all these shows.
Yeah.
But then my other favorite moment was, my favorite group of presenters was, unsurprisingly, the SNL crew.
Yeah.
It was Maya, Kristen, Seth, and Bowen.
Yep, I got that here, too. Lauren Michaels.
Yes, Lauren Michaels.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And Bowen is definitely up there among my picks for best dressed.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have picked him for, I forget what he was nominated in.
He was in supporting actor in a comedy for
Oh.
SNL, which is always funny, like the SNL cast members are up against sitcom actors.
Yeah,
So it's,
it's
but then they're
just.
also up against The Bear as well, which is, as we've as
Oh.
the levees established, isn't really a comedy,
Yeah.
but yeah. So Bowen lost. He lost to Eben Moss Bachrach
Oh, that's it.
from The Bear.
Okay.
All right. So
Yeah, that
what
was
else
nice.
did you have to say? Did you want to get
Oh,
into
okay.
your
Hold on.
surprises and reactions to the winners?
Yeah, so I had the Lorne Michaels skit and the very glad about Lamorne and Fargo. Disappointed that Juno Temple didn't win. I thought she was spectacular in Fargo.
Yeah, she
And I
lost to Jodie
Jodie
Foster.
Foster and I did
And
watch
you
and
watched True
Jodie
Detective, right?
yeah did you watch it?
No, I
Okay.
thought about it, but just didn't fit it into my schedule.
Yeah, that Jodie was fabulous in it too, but I just thought, oh, dude, I would have been so excited to see her win, and I was just hoping, like, well, that's probably the only thing True Detective won anyway, but I was going to say Fargo didn't end up winning that much, did they? They were
I think just
nominated for,
Lamorne.
wow, they were nominated.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, I was really surprised that Hacks beat out The Bear, even though I saw both of them, and well, that's just a whole nother story as far as I wanted The Bear to win, or I thought they deserved to win, even though they're not a comedy. But I did like that I was surprised, and then I'll get into more of that later. But because I just, it's nice to not always feel like you know who's predicted, and so it was kind of nice to have a couple surprises.
Yeah, other than those two, Lamorne and Hacks, I thought the only really significant surprise for me was Slow Horses winning for writing.
Okay. That's with Gary Oldman, right? I don't know anything about it though.
Yeah,
So.
well, I mean, I was expecting Shogun to dominate most of the
The
drama
writing was.
categories, and it did, but I think there were two Shogun episodes nominated for writing, so maybe there was some vote splitting there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, Will. Oh, that's the one that Will Smith
Will
won.
Smith, yes, yeah. Owen, what did
When
you
they
think of
first announced
his
him, I'm
joke
like,
there?
checking. Yeah, just like, oh, something we didn't know about. Oh, I was just saying that it made me realize that sometimes, I don't enjoy the shows, not just the Emmys, but even the Oscars as much as I used to. I feel like years ago, there weren't all the predictions about, who's going to win, and I guess maybe I shouldn't read anything prior to the ceremony, and then I'd be a little bit more surprised. Because I did, like I said, I realized I do like to be surprised. And nowadays, you go in, with everything online, saying, "Oh, this is probably going to win," and blah blah blah. And I don't know, that kind of
Well, I
takes.
mean, like 20 years ago, Entertainment Weekly and TV Guide, like they would have their predictions,
Yeah.
but there wouldn't be like 50 other websites
Yeah.
also adding predictions. And then there's the other element of all the other award shows, like
Yes.
other award shows were happening, but not as many of them were on TV as there are now.
Yeah,
Like as far
that's.
as TV goes, it was really just the Emmys and the Golden Globes.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and I guess that's not going to change anytime soon because as long as we've got social media, they're going to keep doing the sites will do their predictions, but yeah. So, oh, I
Right,
forgot
well,
to mention that and then I loved that they had the Schitt's Creek reunion towards the, well, they had all the cast members on at the end, so I enjoyed that a lot too.
Speaking of Schitt's Creek cast members, have you seen Beetlejuice yet?
No, because I realized I don't know if I have ever watched the full first movie, and I'm thinking I better do that before I go see the new one. Have you
know
seen
what
it?
Else? You know what happened the year the first Beetlejuice came out?
What year was it? 90.
It was a very significant year.
Was it? Well, it wasn't. You were already born, so it wasn't then. What year did it
Was
come?
I already born?
Yeah, didn't it come out in 90 something?
Came out in 80 something.
Oh, did it come out in 88?
It did.
Oh, wow, I didn't know it was that long ago.
Yeah.
The year you were born. Oh,
that's right.
Okay, so have you seen the new one or no?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And did you like it?
I liked it quite a bit. It's probably my favorite Tim Burton movie in maybe since Mars Attacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I really do want to see it, and I love Michael Keaton, so I'm planning to.
Did he win an Emmy a few years ago for, was it Dope Sick?
Yep.
I hear he wants to go by his actual birth name now. Do you know what that is?
Oh, Michael Douglas, right?
Right.
Yeah, I just read an article about him in, I don't remember, People or whatever. Yeah, and I didn't realize that that's what his name was. You also talked about having two ceremonies in the same year.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, I did mention
and
that.
Well, I found it... So, I think one bad thing about that is that it's a little confusing knowing the time periods that are eligible when you've got the two in the same year. And
Well, I mean, it's also confusing when you have something like The Bear, a summer show.
Yeah.
Where it's even if we didn't have the two ceremonies, you know, it was the third season of The Bear just aired, but this was for the second season, which aired last summer.
And hopefully people that are voting realize that, because, no, I thought of that too. I had to actually look. I was thinking, when did The Bear come out? Because I felt like I watched it longer ago than the summer, and then I realized it was just the summer. And this goes to what, May?
It's always September to May is the eligibility window. Or June to May, excuse me.
So that's confusing. And then also, like you mentioned about, when they televise many more award shows than they used to, sometimes you kind of, well, what I was saying about either the predictions, you kind of know who's likely to win, or you just also get tired of seeing the same, like, oh, come on, they just won three awards before, you know, so especially having the two Emmys, you know, not all of them, but many of the same people won Emmy in January, won a Golden Globe, won a SAG Award, and then came back again, so,
Well, I think, didn't Candace Bergen, like, say she wasn't going to be nominated, she wouldn't accept a nomination anymore in the 90s for Murphy Brown?
Oh, yeah.
She won, like, 4 years in a row or something.
I think
she's like,
so, now that you say
I'm done. Don't pick me anymore.
Yeah. I like that.
And she, did you enjoy her appearance this year?
Yeah. I always like seeing her. I've got a question for you about the Creative Arts Emmys.
Okay.
I looked on my online, it had all the winners and stuff, but some of those seemed like, some of them were some major categories, and I was like, how do they determine what's going to be in the Creative Arts? And, I mean, I guess guest stars on certain shows I would have been nice to see in the regular Emmys. I'm trying
Well,
to
I
think
know
of.
what they've done in the past is like they'll present the guest star winners on the Creative
Yes, they
Arts
would come
Emmys,
out.
and then they'll be presenters
Yeah.
during the primetime ceremony, but they didn't do
They
that this
didn't do
year.
that. Yeah. Were there any other? I can't even remember. Some of them were very technical as I was going.
I mean,
What?
there's like I don't there's so many categories
Oh, I
on the
know. It's
creative there.
crazy.
It's like editing, cinematography, picture editing, sound, makeup, contemporary makeup, period makeup, fantasy makeup, contemporary costumes, fantasy costumes,
Yeah.
period costumes, and
Wow.
yeah, it's I recorded so the Creative Arts Emmys, they were the weekend before, and then they aired a recorded version of the show the day before the primetime Emmys on FXX. So I recorded that, and I'm about halfway through.
Oh,
So I
okay.
haven't pored over the full winners list completely, but there are some categories there that have been on the primetime
Yeah, what, like.
ceremony in the past. Like I think like writing for variety series, I think that's been there before.
Okay. Yeah, because
But
I feel
yeah.
like when I was reading through it, I felt like I said thought that some of those seemed like they had should have been or had been. So maybe that's what I was, you know, maybe it was the writing and ooh, we have
Yeah, I
sound
mean, I think
effects.
it's like a decision about time. Like, there's certain categories that are like the acting categories, and they're always going to be on the main
Well,
telecast. But if they want to keep it at 3 hours, there's like, well, not everything's going to make the cut, so.
Okay. So I told your dad. So you pronounce it Shogun, not Shogun. It's a Shogun.
Is it?
I don't
Is it, I
know.
think. Yeah, I thought I've been hearing it
I
announced
know.
with
I'm
the
trying to.
emphasis on the first syllable.
I don't remember them,
Or
how they
are we
pronounce
both putting? Wait, or is?
Shogun.
I'm saying shogun. Or wait, what was I? How was I saying it?
You were saying it like Shogun, and I'm
Yeah,
saying.
and you're saying shogun.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm putting the emphasis on the first syllable. You're putting it on the second?
Yeah, Shogun.
Right.
But just it's.
Merriam-Webster says emphasis on the first. Although I
Shogun.
think, yeah.
Thank you. I should watch to see how they said it on the show. But anyway, I remember when that was on many, many years ago with Richard Chamberlain, and I don't think I watched it then. And so when it was coming out, I read about it and I said, oh, I don't think I'm gonna watch that. Then when I hear that they broke all the records before even the Emmys, you know, that just for nominations, and then they won all these at the Creative Arts. And I always do that. I think, oh, if it's a good show, like I then I sh maybe I should start watching it. That's what last year I did, or maybe it was January. I watched Beef because of that, which I didn't love anyway. But anyway, so I watched the first one over the weekend, and it was good. And I thought, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna keep watching it. And then I talked to your dad and to see if he watched it, and he said he did. And I said, it feels like a big commitment because it's 10 episodes and they're each over an hour. And plus, it's all subtitled, you know, from Japanese. So I started watching the second one last night, but I got too tired. So I don't know if I'm gonna keep it or not. I don't,
Yeah.
but.
Now I don't I hadn't even looked up the running time for that one, but yet I'm not a fan of any show having episode. I think 50 should be the limit, and even more than 45, I'm like, ew, I don't know.
Oh, time. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like a, yeah. I know. I'm get you get used to those short ones, and then it's hard to watch. So yeah, we'll see. I don't know how far I'm gonna get in it, but so. Yeah, otherwise, think I covered everything.
What'll happen at the next Emmys? That will actually be a year from now if all goes
Yeah.
according to plan. Who will we be rooting for then? Any
I
new
don't know.
shows that we think?
Oh yeah, so this week, tonight is High Potential. Are you on
Yeah, the
tape?
night we're recording, yeah.
On t
You're recording that?
yeah.
I'm hoping that turns out to be award worthy as well. I've long thought Caitlin Olsen and all of the Always Sunny crew deserves some recognition, so
Yeah, I
that'll
like
be
her.
fun
Yeah,
if she
so it's
gets
fine.
recognized.
I always enjoy starting out the fall season, and then there's a bunch that I start watching, and I don't keep them all, see how they are, and then
Are you planning on watching The Boat Doctor?
I'm going to Dr. Odyssey, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Or
I think that's the name. I've been
I'm
just
gonna
calling it The Boat
the
Doctor.
Boat Doctor. I'm gonna start it, and like you said, or we agree that High Potential and I think and St. Denis Medical are the two that I'm also looking forward to the most. That one doesn't start till October, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But yeah, there were I probably had about maybe 10 or so. I can't. Oh, there's another Brilliant Minds with Zachary Quinto. He plays a, I forget if he's a surgeon or what, but that one sounded good. And so we'll see.
Yeah, now
Sometimes
that
those.
the good doctor has
I've
ended,
lost. Yeah, I lost.
there needs to be another medical show about
Yeah,
a
with the guy
quirky
like.
doctor.
I know, they should have just kept that on because I loved. I lost like three. I watched that, New Amsterdam, and The Resident, and they're all off. So now I've got to. Start watching some new ones. But yeah, I'll start, but I'm not going to keep them all up because then there's too, then I get too many. So we'll
Okay.
have to text each other or compare notes when, well, maybe I'll, are you going to watch High Potential? Is that what's tonight or
Yeah,
just,
I don't know if I'll be able to stay up tonight, but I might watch it tomorrow.
yeah, I'll probably.
I'll probably have watched it by the time this podcast episode comes out, so if
Well,
any of our listeners want to ask me what I thought about it, I'll
text
probably
me after just to let me know what you thought. So,
Okay.
okay, I think we can wrap it up.
All right, anything to promote or
Ooh.
anything along those lines?
No, I didn't. Well, just the ones I didn't realize I was just those that I was just talking about.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking towards fall TV, of course, as usual, and also as usual, you can support us on Patreon if you'd like, and Ken Jeong, if you want to talk about any of the fall TV shows that you're on, you can always. You still have an open invitation to be a guest on this show, and you can leave us a review, and we can read it on air if you'd like. You can do that by heading to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment, and you can follow us on social media. We're still on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And all right, that's another edition of Mrs. Emmy. Thank you for visiting again. Any final words from you, Aunt Beth?
Nope, I said it all.
All right, then I guess it's time for our farewells.
That's what I'll say. Just what is good night?
And I'll say, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open.